Earth and Sky.
Today, the founder of the field of molecular dynamics, that's a type of computer simulation used to study nature at the scale of atoms and molecules. We're speaking with physicist Bernie Alder, who pioneered using computers for science back in the 1950s.
Computers originally were really computers. All they could do is add and subtract and multiply and divide, and do that much faster than humanly possible.
Those early mechanical computers back in 1948 and 49 weighed about as much as a couple of SUVs and were available almost exclusively to scientists. But the scientific goals were much the same back then as they are now, to understand nature. Dr. Alder was one of the first to use computers to simulate something real. He gave the example of a wave crashing on a beach.
Well, if you take it from the atomistic point of view, a crashing wave has so many particles in it that no computer will ever simulate it by the particle methods.
In other words, from a scientific perspective, when viewed at the scale of atoms, no computer built or imaginable can simulate the entire reality of a wave hitting a beach. Alder's triumph was using computers to simulate precisely a tiny piece of that reality. For this work, Dr. Alder received the 2009 U.S. National Medal of Science. EarthSky is a clear voice for science.
We're at EarthSky.org.